Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got thousands of pieces of information there that we've accumulated, we've amassed with our Brain Trust members over the years. You can take advantage of for free. It's all free, all available to you. You can read articles. You can listen to podcasts. You can watch videos. You can click through to the Brain Trust members' websites. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can take a poll question. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Okay, I want to talk about, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about Europe for a minute. If you've been keeping up at all with what's going on in the news, you know that this little island called Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea, this tiny little island, this historic island, is biblical. You know, if you study at all the New Testament, you know that name was mentioned, you know, thousands of years ago. So it's been around. It's been in the news for a long time. Well, it's in the news right now because basically their banks have failed, and their banks were a big part of their economy. Thousands of people employed by their banks because they had become a safe haven. The Cyprus banking system had become a safe haven for a lot of money that didn't want to be scrutinized. A lot of cash that people who owned the cash didn't want to have people ask a lot of questions. So they parked that money in Cyprus. Well, that was all good for a while, but because of that economy, that really kind of an unnatural economy, the banks are failing, and they have failed. As of right now, they failed. One of the big banks is basically going to go under, and another one is going to probably be around for a while. I don't know how many banks they got over there, but there are a million people who live on Cyprus, and a large part of, and almost everyone there is heavily influenced by the banking industry, the financial industry, which is now collapsed. And the question is, how much does the Eurozone, of which Cyprus is part of, they're on the Euro, they use the Euro currency, how much does the Eurozone bail them out the way they bailed out Greece and other countries, right, that you've been hearing about in this collapse that they've had over there? Now, it's Cyprus that could be the tipping point for more problems. Well, folks, this is all part of the scenario that's been going on in Europe for generations now. You know, so many times over the last 20, 30 years, I've had people throw up to me, "Yeah, you guys in America, you work too hard. You should take it easy like we do here in Europe. We don't worry about things. You know, yeah, we pay high taxes, but the government takes care of us, and et cetera, blah, blah, blah," right? And I'd go over there, and I'd talk to them, and they'd say, "Yeah, we pay high taxes. We pay taxes on our income, on our real estate. We also have a value-added tax of anywhere from 12 to 25% that we pay on top, like a sales tax, not 6, 7, 8, 9% like you and I pay here in the United States. We're talking about closer to 20% or more on various things, which is a value-added tax, on top of income tax, on top of what it costs to buy a car. You wouldn't believe the taxes on that. So yeah, we pay a lot of taxes, but the government gives us all this stuff. And we can retire early. We have all the health care we need, et cetera, et cetera." Well, guess what? The chickens are coming home to roost on that little idyllic situation in Europe. It's not working. It's failing. The socialistic practices of the Eurozone are now being seen as a failure. It's collapsing under its own weight. Cyprus is an example. Greece is an example. Italy is an example. Spain, Portugal, you name it. It hasn't gotten so far to the Russians. To the Germans yet. They're the bailer outer of last resort, I guess. But still, the whole practice of all that is not working. It's unsustainable. That's the word, my friends. It's in its current situation, which means heavily focused on socialistic policies. It is unsustainable. Eventually, as Margaret Thatcher once said, eventually socialism runs out of other people's money to spend. And that's what's happening in Europe right now. So why is President Obama trying to move us in that direction? So my last thoughts here on this is, President Obama, why would you watch what's happening in Europe and want us to have more of that kind of behavior? Your Obamacare law is a classic example of that. Why would you want America to look like Europe? We already know Europe is their system has failed. We already know that it's collapsing. We already know that it's unsustainable. The only thing that is sustainable, my friends, the only thing that's sustainable in the economic sense, President Obama, is free market capitalism. As rude and as ugly as it can be, it is still the only thing that's sustainable. And we need to remember that. People on Main Street, small business Main Street, they know that. They understand that. We need people in Washington to start understanding that. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.